Scientists today unveiled an ambitious project to create a new kind of map of human DNA. The map is designed to help them home in much more quickly on genes related to diseases. The effort could also allow doctors to tailor-make drug treatments for people, depending on their unique genetic profiles. The $100 million effort involves scientists from five nations, including the United States, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
It seems that we're always hearing about new genetic maps. Back in the 1990s, scientists made maps that identified major landmarks on all the human chromosomes. Then, 2 years ago, they produced not really a map, but a nearly complete readout of human DNA. Next, they went to work on a map of genetic variations. Frances Collins, who heads the National Human Genome Research Institute, says this next map could prove to be the most practical of all.
When completed in about 3 years, this will provide the critical missing link to allow researchers all over the world to uncover the hereditary factors in common disease and also in predicting variable responses to drug therapy.
This map is based on a startling discovery made less than 2 years ago. Scientists realized that the entire human genome is made up of about 200,000 discrete chunks of DNA. Each chunk comes in just 3 to 5 different varieties, which can be identified with a simple blood test. Geneticists realized they didn't need to study all 3 billion bits of human DNA to create a complete genetic profile of a person. And so was born the project to map these 200,000 chunks of DNA. They're called haplotypes.
Simply put, the haplotype map is a powerful and elegant shortcut to enable this kind of study to go forward much sooner than it otherwise could.
Scientists already have a glimpse of the potential power of this kind of map. David Altshuler from the Whitehead Institute at MIT says researchers have used this technique on a small sample of the genome to identify a trait they think may be involved in schizophrenia.
It just was very expensive and laborious because they had to build the haplotype map themselves in order to do it. And this haplotype map would enable efforts like that to go do it much more cheaply and efficiently and succeed, as has been touted.
To construct this complete haplotype map, this international research team will start with 200 to 400 blood samples. These will be drawn from a wide variety of people to make sure that it represents the breadth of human genetic variation. Donors will include Yoruba tribespeople from Nigeria, people from Japan, China, and Americans of European descent. 9 labs in 5 different countries will then split up the work of identifying the genetic variations in those blood samples. Once a haplotype map is complete, scientists can start to look for genes involved in common diseases. For example, researchers guided by the map can make a quick genetic fingerprint of 100 people with diabetes and compare that to genetic fingerprints from 100 healthy people to seek out genetic variations that occur more commonly among diabetics. Frances Collins says those traits might point to ways to prevent or treat the disease.
This haplotype map is in the same category of ambitious, groundbreaking, foundational projects as has been the sequencing of the human genome. In fact, one might even say the haplotype map is the personalization of the genome.
Soon it will be a simple matter to create a blood test for any individual to identify his or her unique pattern of inheritance in these 200,000 haplotypes. But the hard work still lies ahead, and that is figuring out what those variations mean in order to identify people at risk for disease and to identify new drugs that can treat those illnesses. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.